Proclamation number 0592 of September 23rd, 1938. Spirit of God. Thus the Spirit was guided so that it found the way to God in the midst of all dangers. He was unable to resist His divine power and remained in the power of the One who gave shape to His life. Yet how unspeakably difficult it is to get rid of the demons who also test their power on Him. How the Spirit of God must be active and seek union with the soul without interruption. And all the more so the more purposeful the person is as such. How often his perseverance is directed towards precisely the opposite endeavor than this union with God. Then the soul moves on the wrong path as long as it is in spiritual distress. For the violent intervention of divine power would never trigger love for God. Man must find himself to God and then want to serve Him in love. Thus every spiritual product, every instruction will bring about a finding of divine love, and a rebirth of the Spirit will now take place without resistance, and the heart will now open itself to everything spiritual, and the human being will receive the grace of heaven and now only care for his soul. Therefore, only let the Father take care of how He cares for His creatures and only include all those you love in your prayers. Remember the power of the Most High and resist all doubts. Those who descend to you through the etheric blue have great power, and by virtue of this power they work in the Spirit of God and leave no stone unturned that is useful for the soul to recognize. Many will be left on earth on a trial basis in order to express themselves visibly, and you cannot judge which paths are prescribed to them. But light will shine wherever the work begins and hearts will be kindled in love. Then know that the task is an extraordinary one. Meet them with goodwill. Allow yourselves to be taught and listen to every word that is given to you. For if the Spirit of God is to fill you, you must grant Him entrance into your heart. Amen.